Hey, I know you're listening, so there's something I need to tell you. Today, I had something truly remarkable happen. Today, I came so close. Just give me a minute to explain. Ever since I joined this community, indulging in these kinks and desires, I've learned a lot about myself and how much I wanted to be dominated by you, not just anyone, just you, to be your good girl. But there's always been that one kink I've held away from you. And this audio is my release. Do you want to know a secret? I met you today. We didn't formally meet, no. But we found each other by accident, kismet, synchronicity, whatever the fuck you want to call it. So, there's this cafe that I go to all the time, probably twice a week minimum. The baristas pretty much know me by now. Tall cappuccino with extra foam. Extra. Sometimes I imagine that foam is your cum in my mouth. So, fuck. Delectable. What they don't know, those helpful, cheerful baristas, is that I love listening to you while I'm there. Today, I had one of your audios playing while waiting patiently in line. You were particularly rough in this one. I loved it. You kept giving me orders, telling me to touch myself faster and slower, telling me to beg you for release. While I stand here in public, it was exhilarating. As my breath shortened and my heartbeat raced, finally, my reward. You said I deserved it for being so good in public. Our climax. I was so close. It was almost my turn to order. So I took one earphone out with your voice whispering in my other. Oh, panting. You were panting. Telling me how close you were getting. That's when it happened. Oh, fuck. I heard the voice of a man standing in front of me. My eyes widened. My body turned into hot mush. You were standing right in front of me in line. I was so curious. Excuse me, sir. What's wrong? You were short some cash. So I offered to cover yours and mine. He smiled. God, you smiled when you accepted my offer. Is that the same smile you have on your face when you call me your good girl? I couldn't be sure, but just thinking about it made me so I asked you for a few minutes of your time and invited you to follow me. You gladly came to a table by the window. I told you a joke. Not my finest moment. It's the lamest one rattling around in my brain, I'm sure. Did you know that the only difference between a raven and a crow is one pinion feather? Yeah. That means that the difference between a raven and a crow is only a matter of opinion. Groan, I know. You giggled. Mercifully. And it was in that moment that I knew, for sure, that it was you. The same laugh when you tell me something dirty in your audio. We talked about our love for coffee and ended up sitting together longer than I would have expected. Were you obliging me, or did you feel it too? I know you've listened to my audios. We've commented on each other's, sent messages, and now we've shared a table and a cup of coffee. My id took over. I wanted you on that table. I didn't care that there were people around to finally do the things our audios wanted us to. It was so hard. Every time our eyes met, my heart rate quickened. Right here, right now, we were so close. Did you know? I wanted to know so bad. Oh. We parted ways. And yet, here we are again. I'm recording, and you're listening. It's the middle of the night. I can hear the crickets. I know my voice is sinking into your ears. I haven't even asked you to do anything. How hard was it for you to resist the urge when we were together? Did you imagine me taking you on that table like I did? What if I had done it? Or did you take control of my body instead? Did we sneak off to the back room for a quickie in your mind? Maybe in my car, in the parking lot. I wanted you so bad. You should have been mine today. You should have been mine today. I have a proposal. Today is Friday. And tomorrow is Saturday. I'll be there. Same time. Same spot. I'll be wearing white, so you can see how pure I am. Waiting for you to defile me. That way we'll both know for sure. Too excited? Can't wait? Perfect. Then I'll be waiting for your next.